Erin Brockovich wanted to be at the protest, but she's currently in Australia working on another case. Environmental investigator Robert Bocock works with Brockovich, and he says among the thousands of requests they get from all over the world, they decided to help the residents of North Salt Lake.
We believe that Stericycle has been polluting the community and the environment extensively for years outside of their operating permit. And they didn't get caught until they actually went for a renewal process where the regulators said, well, wait a minute, you're outside your permit now, probably have been for several years. And so that's the kind of thing that we're looking for. And then just trying to understand exactly what pollution this community has been exposed to.
A major concern to Bocock is that residents were allowed to purchase homes and move in just feet away from the incinerator.
Because of that, because of the fact that they are out of compliance with their permit today, because of the fact that they are a sophisticated, they're a knowing polluter, I think that we do need to go into an immediate shutdown and investigation and then let them go through a reapplication for their permit. You know, permanent shutdown, I'm not ready to say that, but I think that the elected officials, I think the regulatory community, because of the violations that have taken place, they need to shut them down.
The Utah Division of Air Quality issued Stericycle a notice of violation in May for pollution and record-keeping violations. Governor Gary Herbert's spokesperson, Ali Isom, says the state is doing all it can within the bounds of the law to make sure the public is protected.
All options are on the table at this time. There are some confines legally that we have as government agencies, so we have to abide by the law and follow due process, that those processes have been initiated and are underway.
The state has given Stericycle a second extension until August 30th to decide if it will legally challenge the citations. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.